From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Here in the U.S., the Santa Fe, Texas community is grappling with the mass shooting that claimed the lives of 10 people, most of them students at a local high school. Officials now have raised the number of wounded to 13. Texas officials charged a 17-year-old with capital murder following the deadly shooting at Santa Fe High School south of the city of Houston. Paige Curry is a student at that high school. She said she was not surprised by the shooting.
I was thinking it was going to happen eventually. It happens. It's been happening everywhere. I was ready to run out, but my teacher told me to hide instead, so that's what I did.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said police found explosive devices, including a firebomb, at the suspected shooter's home and a vehicle as well around the high school where the shooting took place. Taliban has dismissed concerns at recent battlefield gains in western Afghanistan that threaten security of a multi-billion-dollar gas pipeline being laid through the area to link Central and South Asia. The project, known as TAPI, is planned to move natural gas from the world's fourth largest reserves in Turkmenistan through Afghanistan to the growing economies of Pakistan and India. Also in the news, Cuba has started 2 days of national mourning after an airliner crashed that took 107 lives, including some people from Argentina and Mexico. Three badly injured survivors are being treated in a hospital. A witness says shortly after takeoff from Havana, the plane swerved abruptly to the right before crashing into flames. This is VOA News. Rapidly flowing lava from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano isolated a group of about 40 homes. It happened in a rural subdivision, forcing the rescue of at least four people by helicopter. The rescue came one day after the Balang volcano erupted, thrusting large amounts of ash kilometers into the air. Hawaii's Governor David Ige calling upon the residents of Hawaii's Big Island to stay in touch with warnings regarding the Kilauea volcano eruptions.
We just want to remind the community and those on Hawaii Island to be safe, you know, to listen to civil defense. You know, they are broadcasting what should be done in this kind of ash-driven event. You know, they should stay tuned. Avoid the areas where the eruption is active, and most importantly, be mindful and safe all across the state.
Experts are saying the greatest ongoing hazard stems from the lava flows and the hot toxic gases spewing from open fissures close to the homes. World Health Organization warning the Ebola outbreak in northwestern Democratic Republic of Congo posing a very high public risk, but does not constitute a public health emergency of international concern. There have been more than two dozen deaths so far from the outbreak, and the WHO is reporting 14 of 45 suspected cases of the disease have been confirmed as Ebola. More now from Lisa Schlein.
The bar for declaring this fatal disease an international health emergency has not been met for now. But the chairman of the WHO Emergency Committee, Robert Steffen, says this could change as the virus is no longer contained in the remote area of Bikoro, where it was first discovered on May 8th.
The risk is of international spread is particularly great because the city of Mbandaka is in proximity of the Congo River.
WHO warns the Ebola virus could spread to nine countries neighboring DRC. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Britain's Prince Harry, who is sixth in line to the throne, and American actress Meghan Markle have married. It happened at a ceremony in Windsor just outside of London. There were cheers from the crowd as she stepped onto the grounds of the castle St. George's Chapel. Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby conducted the ceremony and proclaimed the royal couple husband and wife. 600 guests invited, including Meghan's mother, Doria Raglan. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.